Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're talking with Pranav Rastogi. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very, very happy to have you back. We talked about web jobs.
Correct.
Last time you were here, and now we're going to talk about scaling web jobs. So you've already deployed the web job.
Yes.
Okay, but we want to scale it. By scale, what do you mean?
By scale, what I mean is, like, say this web job is listening on queues and is processing messages. And if suddenly my, you know, site gets a lot of traffic, then a lot of incoming messages, I want to process these messages faster.
Okay, so does that scale out?
Or it's going to scale out.
Okay.
So I'm going to have more instances of the web job running so that it can process all of the messages, like, in a less amount of time.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to show you, like, how you can take this code and sort of scale a website and what happens when you scale a website as well.
Okay.
So this is a simple web job. It's reading from this queue called scale queue, and it's just processing messaging over here. And I've just put this thread.sleep to sort of do my CPU intensive work.
I see. So you're basically halting it to imply that a lot of important work is happening.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Cool.
And I've already deployed this web job. So I'm going to start it.
Slow down. We've got, which is read from queue?
This is read from queue.
Is our web job.
Is our web job, exactly.
All right. So it reads from a queue right now,
right,
waits for a while, and then goes out to the console and says, I'm done.
I'm done.
Okay.
So I'm going to start this web job, and I'm going to write messages on the queue. So I have this a little helper exe, which is basically going to write 5 messages on this queue.
I see. So this is your producer.
This is my producer.
Okay.
Correct. So I'm going to start this producer, and if I go to my storage account, I'll see over here that I have 5 messages show up on this queue. So these are the 4 messages. And if I go back to my web job, I'll go to the dashboard, which is going to show me if what the particular instance of this web job is doing.
Okay.
And if you notice that there's only one function which is getting processed over here.
Yeah, I just need you to slow down. I'm trying to put it all together here. So you've got a queue, and messages are going into it being generated by your little console app.
Exactly.
So it's just throwing
messages. It's just throwing messages, and it threw 5 messages in. Into
well,
the
4,
queue.
I saw.
4, yeah.
So then go back to your Explorer, your storage Explorer. Or your, there you go. So is it doing it all the time? Are there going to be more if you hit refresh?
No.
So they're just sitting there.
They're just sitting there in the queue. So my producer basically wrote 5 messages on the queue. And then I have a function in my web job which is listening to any new incoming messages on this queue.
On scale queue.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it ran the first time, it picked up the first message, it triggered this function, and it's doing some processing over here in this function.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's a long-running job, like it's CPU intensive, it cannot process the next message because now it's blocked on processing the first message in the queue.
Right, and in order to do 4, you're going to need more.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do basically is now I'm going to go back to my website, and I'm going to scale. So we all know that web jobs run in the context of website, and they scale in the context of website itself.
Okay.
So I have my website which is running in standard mode, and I can scale out. So I can say, like, go from instance 1 to instance 3, which will have basically 3 instances of the web job running. I can also have it to be auto-scale, like if there's a high spike in my CPU load, then it can auto-scale my website itself.
Ah, that's important to remember. So because web jobs run in the context of a website, they're sharing that CPU.
Yes.
So if the website works hard or the web job works hard, it'll scale out.
Exactly.
If you have auto scale turned on.
And I can have the same auto scale settings that I have for my websites and use it for my web job as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I've done the scaling of my website to 3 instances, that means there are 3 instances of my web job running as well. So that means now I can process messages 3 times faster.
How do I make sure that not all 3 of them got the message?
So the way that happens is basically is using the web jobs SDK. So it's going to listen on any incoming message on the queue, then it's going to trigger any one of the web jobs which is listening.
I see. So web jobs is smart enough.
Yes.
To only give 1 message on the queue to 1 web job.
To 1 web job, exactly. And then that starts processing, and then it's processing, and which one is free is going to get the next message in the pipeline. And so if I go back now,
so
like,
where are you here? This is in the Azure jobs.
This is the diagnostics portal for the web job. So if I go back to my web jobs tab, you know, it shows me all the web jobs that I have in my application. And if I click the logging link for this particular job,
you scroll to the side there. Oh, there it is.
There
so logs.
So if I click this log, it's going to show me all functions which have invoked for this particular web job itself. So in this case, it's going to show me this process queue function which has been invoked for the last, like, you know, five messages in the queue.
Okay.
So now I have basically three.
Okay, so you scaled out. So program read from queue now has three blue running statuses.
Exactly, because I scaled out to three instances. Then if I go back to my Storage Explorer and I say scale queue and I refresh, so here all the messages have been processed.
So they've all been processed. There's nothing in the queue because you're handling them so well.
Exactly. Well, that's because I've scaled out my particular Azure website itself. So this is how, you know, basics of scaling work itself. What I could also do is, like, in this case, you know, you asked a question like which one of the web jobs is going to pick up the message.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, I'm scaling out. So I have three instances of my web job running. But let's say I only wanted to have a single instance of web job running in my particular site. So I can define this custom behavior by dropping in this file called settingsjob.json.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay,
this.
Okay, so what are we doing?
So what we're doing over here is we're going to make sure that only a single instance of the web job runs.
Okay, and the job file is a JSON file with settings information.
Exactly. So I can put this file called settings.job, and I can set isSingleton:true, which means that even if I have multiple instances of my website running, there'll be only a single instance of the web job that'll run.
Would it be on just one random?
One random instance of your site, yes.
So you have three of them, you don't know which one it is,
yes.
But isSingleton:true, is that just one of those three chosen at random will be the web job?
Exactly.
And why would I set one to be a singleton?
So let's say you wanted to decouple yourself from how your site is scaling up. You don't care about scaling off your web job. You only have one console EXE.
So for example, I wanted to clean up some logs in
exactly.
a database.
Exactly, right.
But if I wanted to, you know, take some images off of a queue and crush them,
right.
I'm going to need the CPU I want to scale out for that.
Yes.
But a simple morgue thread.
Like every Sunday you want to, like, clean up your database.
No need for
I don't care
jobs.
About scaling for that particular job. So you want to set that instance to be like a single instance because you don't want that web job to scale.
Mm-hmm. So. And that web jobs file that needs to live where in the root?
That web job files needs to live in the root of your web job. So wherever your, like, you know, console exe is running, or wherever your Python script is running, or wherever your PowerShell script is running, it just needs to live in the root of your web job itself.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you put it over there, that it would mean that there's only a single instance of this web job that's going to run.
How do I, when I am processing this, indicate maybe that it failed? Like, what if an exception happens here? And I want to put that back on the queue.
So the great thing about using the WebJobs SDK is, let's say you're doing processing over here and an exception happens,
mm-hmm.
and this function never completes. The SDK is going to put that message back in the queue.
Oh.
So that next time, you know, some other function can pick it up and process it again. And if there are any exception messages that happen, they will get logged into the dashboard, and sort of you can see over here, like, if there was an exception, like, why did that exception happen, and get a full stack trace of the call stack in your application of why did that exception happen as well.
So I really just write it like a regular console app. I test it like a regular console app.
Exactly.
So the way that I communicate with it is, you know, throw the exception.
Throw the exception, basically, yeah.
So if this function succeeds, then it is assuming that I have successfully processed that.
Yes. And it's going to log a success in the dashboard saying that you've successfully processed this queue message.
Do you have any failures at the bottom here?
I don't have any failures.
No, just that. What does never finished mean?
Never finished means that the process took a long time to finish. And before it could complete the message, maybe the process got restarted. So it's never finished executing that particular message on the queue.
I see. And in this case, never finished probably happened because you scaled it in the middle of it doing
right.
something.
And that did cause a restart of the web job as I scaled out, you know, to multiple instances and stuff. So
now I noticed that there was a thing on the Visual Studio Gallery. There's some initial web jobs tooling. Is that correct?
Correct. So we have an initial tooling. It's called Web Jobs VS. It's a Visual Studio extension that you can download. And what it allows you to do, it allows you to associate a web job with your particular website itself.
So slow down. So WebJobs VS is up on the Visual Studio Gallery.
Right.
You can get that at Visual Studio Gallery. And this is a like a lab.
This is again a lab.
Just you're exploring what tooling might look like. So if you wouldn't mind scrolling down just a little bit, this is going to allow you to say add new Azure web job.
Right.
And if people like this, they're going to give you feedback and and let us know. And then maybe we'll build it into the Azure SDK.
Exactly. And there's a link to the issues page where you know some people have put issues as well, which we have fixed over here.
So this is similar to like Web Essentials. It's a playground that we are learning about web jobs.
Kind of, yeah. Like we want to get this feedback right from the from folks as well as to how would people like to associate web jobs. Would they associate, you know, like a web job with a website and all web jobs live inside it? Or do they want to consider web jobs to be an independent unit and they just want to push a web job and run some background processing like in Azure, like without having any to do with websites itself?
So while we don't need that WebJobs VS in order to do web jobs, as we saw in the initial web jobs videos, it can make things a little bit easier.
Exactly. Perfect.
Very cool. We're scaling Azure web jobs here on Azure Friday. Thank you.